Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about our good friend Peter Meyer joining us. Peter is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 11 years now as a great member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets and Warp Speed Growth, and he's a global consultant to businesses just like yours and mine. And he currently, even as we speak, is in the on the eastern tip of the subcontinent of Australia. Peter Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
Did I get the geography right there, Peter?
Well, you wouldn't call this a subcontinent anymore. You'd call the United States a minor territory.
Okay, but you're in the north. You're in the northeast, aren't you?
We're in Sydney, which is on the eastern coast towards the south.
Okay, I thought you were north of Sydney somehow. I don't know why. I thought you were north of that.
That's where our home is. But we're leaving our grandson to be staffed for a grandson.
That's right. Like that. But you typically do live north of there, don't you? More northeast.
I do.
Okay, all right.
I do. There in California.
I'm glad I got that straight. So, all right, Peter, one of the things, thanks again for joining us all the way from down under. Peter, you've been talking about, you've been working on something that you call the perfect customer conversation. Is there such a thing?
There absolutely is. And the reason I can say so is because when you do it right, and I'll be happy to explain how to do it right, you do it right, it improves. And the word perfect then is not a steady state. It is an increasing improvement. It's perfecting. And what you want is a perfecting customer conversation over time, don't you? You want to start right. Good and get better.
See, that's what I call excellence.
And you're right.
Yeah.
So
if perfect puts people off, you could call it the excellent customer conversation. Because excellence... Go ahead.
The key thing to remember is that we don't ever get to perfection.
Right.
We get to perfecting, and we hold that position of perfecting as a verb.
I like
and
that.
If we remember that.
Yeah, I like perfecting better than perfect.
I think it's more accurate for what we do.
Yeah.
In our lives and our business.
Perfecting the customer conversation. I like that a lot. All right, so how do we do that?
Yes. So the best way to get a perfecting conversation is to start it right. And how to start it is from your strengths. Now, I got that from Peter Drucker, as well as from talking to my executive clients. But I want to be clear that the strengths are not what you make or what you sell. The strengths are what you are.
The ding in branding.
Yes, exactly. What you stand for in your business, the way you handle yourself, and you want your team and your suppliers to handle themselves when they represent you.
Oftentimes, intangibles.
It feels intangible because you can't put it in the bank. But I'd argue that most of the money we do bank is also just intangible. When's the last time you saw money that flowed to your bank account? I think it's more accurate to say this is really where tangibility starts. When you can touch what you are and show what you are to your customers, that's where you start the right conversations.
So converting an intangible into something tangible, a relationship, a business transaction that turns into financial benefit and the exchange of a product and the compensation, those are all tangible, but they're driven by something intangible. That's an example of a perfecting a customer conversation.
It is indeed, but I'm going to ask you to consider a correction on this one.
All right.
Most of what you described is intangible. The service we provide that makes our customers smile is not hardware or software. The money that we get back is intangible as well. You cannot count most of the money we get. It's in a bank account and a bunch of zeros and ones.
Right.
Everything we do in our business today is based on intangibility being valuable.
Mm-hmm.
All we're doing here is saying the core of the intangible value is what you make yourself smile about and therefore make your customer smile about.
And folks, I think Peter is exactly right. And therefore, folks, this is you should be way ahead of me on what I'm about to say if you've been listening to me for the last few years, and that is that you've got to be more of an executive than a manager in order to lead your business with this, with these intangibles, with this perfecting conversation. Just being a manager is not going to be enough. You've got to be an executive. We're going to get Peter to help us with this some more after these messages. We're going to perfect, we're perfecting the customer conversation. Twin Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.